Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. I have weathered the storm, so to speak, with some damage. I'm still in it to win it. You know me.
That's all there is. You know, you can't fight Mother Nature. It's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah, I mean, she's had PMS long enough, sweetheart.
Okay, yeah, well, a hurricane in November, really?
Yeah. And who would expect it to come to Roanoke, Virginia? Okay, who would expect it to come to Roanoke, Virginia? Seriously now? And my mother used to call me the Storm Queen. You know what? She's right again. And she's probably laughing at me from the other side right now.
I have to say, you are the Storm Queen. Of anybody, I'm amazed at how many storms of anomalies just happen to come and pop around you. That's just, you know, in all the years I've known you, I go, wow, that's just interesting. They kind of attract
you. Well, you realize, of course, my mother was 9 months pregnant with me in Worcester, Massachusetts, okay? And so we all had a tornado watch, which is unusual for Worcester, Massachusetts. So we're all down the cellar, and my dad says to her, "You damn well better not go into labor right now because I don't know how to deliver a baby." And I was born 2 days later.
Yeah, there you go. You waited just to make sure you were born in the right way, but endured through that storm. Awesome. You know, again, statistically proven, you know, there's more bursts in storms and things like that, again, because of the tension or around the tension in those days surrounding it than in other days. So, again, here, you made it through the storm. That's a good sign. And you know what? In all the years I've known you, you've made it through every one of the storms that have hit you.
I know. I mean, I have to tell you, I am so very thankful. For sure. What do you think of the heavens tonight? Look at all that water, huh? It's pretty amazing.
Oh, ooh, intense. Even Pallas Athena is there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some water stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. The people have been calling me over just the last couple of days since the moon got into Cancer. They're all telling me about, you know, they're working on their psychic ability and trying to develop and everything like that. Because you and I, we both love to teach. We love to empower other people. And so anyway, it's so cool, though, because they're all really feeling it. You know, they're like tuning in, the ones that have been calling me. And sometimes they're just chatting with me on Facebook. Sometimes they actually call me. But I'm so happy to see them tuning in on a different level, because this crazy Mars retrograde in Gemini, squaring both Neptune and Jupiter retrograde in Pisces, you can't really count on your mental processes right now. I think the psychic stuff works much better right now, folks, so tune in.
There is a lot of faith during this period of time. There is a lot of creation. You know, again, one of the things about this is that we have a yod going on as well, okay? And I take note of yods because, you know, they are the finger of God. Inconjunctions or quincunxes are challenges to walk through, and no matter how we look at it. Because there's so lack of control for us. It is definitely calling you to do the right thing at the right time, but it's not going to give you the right timing that you want. And so with a yod, it takes a lot of faith. It says, okay, I have hope, because again, it's two in conjunctions and a sextile, and sextiles are always that faith and hope. So we go back into going, yeah, things are changing, and they're going to change for the better. It is about, you know, really having that faith, which I love that we have all these water trines in this to really give people the opportunity to envision, to look and go, okay, it can be recreated. All things are possible. And that it is about taking a step back, because that finger or those in conjunctions go right into that Mars retrograde. So it is taking a step back, and it is looking at things in a bigger picture and seeing alternatives and options instead of moving forward quickly with this. So I love, you know, how the universe gives us one aspect and then gives us another gift right given back to say, hey, you can feel this. You can know this. You can resonate your whole entire body to this if you so choose to. And here again, that's the reason why I love this grand trine at this point in time. It goes deep, very deep.
It does. Now, the thing that I'm finding out, too, with this retrograde Mars in Gemini, too, is all the people that are talking about deja vu. They're looking back and they're saying, oh, man, I have been right here before, like me with the hurricane, for instance, okay? So what did I learn? I learned, okay, protect yourself and those you love, do whatever you can do, and you can do nothing more, okay? So, again, this wasn't a major hurricane, but the water, 4 to 8 inches in the valley within 24 hours, that is a lot of rain, okay? And so I wasn't worried. The winds were only 20 miles an hour here, okay? But the water, oh, my goodness.
75 here. We got the hurricane force winds, just barely, but when it hit here, it was 75, so.
Yeah, that's high, yeah.
Winds of rain, a bunch of rain.
You know, it was interesting how cooperative my cats were to come inside.
Well, yeah, you know, people, they feel the tension, because the barometric pressure, when it goes down like that, it just, you can feel the energy. To me, you know, it's just another one of those, oh, yeah, okay, well, I feel every other energy from the planets. This is another one. Now I know what to do with that, because, again, I am living in Florida for as long as I have. You're going to get hit by a few hurricanes. This isn't
yep,
my first
sooner
day.
Or later. I hear ya. Mm-hmm.
And again, it is harmonizing with the source or with the energy, because it's going to lead to a certain tension in certain areas. But it's also going to give you an opening in another way. And I like that with the Mars retrograde, that we have options. And we can look at things in two different ways easily at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, plan A and plan B. And plan C is not a bad idea in the background, okay?
There's a lot of imagination. You could get a D or F, too. Great imagination can come out of stuff during this period of time. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Again, I go back to all things are possible. It's that hope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My drywall was completely saturated upstairs in my second floor bedroom where my grandson is staying right now, I got up on the ladder, and I was just daubing it down with towels, putting towels down, catching the water, doing my power to try and sustain as much drywall as possible. I just personally stepped in and did it, because I said, let's not make this worse than it needs to be, okay? And then when it stopped, okay, I said, okay, I'm turning the heat up in this house to 77. Now, you realize we're going down to 27 tonight, okay?
Holy crap!
So I turned the heat up to 77 because I wanted it to dry out as much as possible. Now, we've only got a little bit of rain coming in tomorrow, the next day, just a quarter inch. Not like, you know, 7 inches, okay? It's just a quarter inch. So So I think we're going to be okay until the insurance company can come and make it right. But I don't want to talk about this too long because we have people on hold. But, again, like you said, I just, all right, let me do this. Let me dry it. Let me hold it back. Let me try and minimize the damage. You know, so that's what I did. So.
And here again. That's what happens during these period of times because of the T-square that goes from Uranus to Saturn to those Scorpion planets. And mm-hmm. so it really makes a dance of, okay, here's the challenge. The drama is going to be upon you. But here again, that sudden change with the power and trust and faith of all that water trine that we have, all things are possible. Miracles happen.
Right.
It's an amazing thing.
Be in it to win it. Yeah. I'm with you, babe. All right, let's take a caller. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hello. This is Kimberly.
Hello. Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing well. Talladega, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. I knew that voice. Okay. Were you in Talladega for your birthday this year?
No, Tucker. Tucker, Georgia.
Oh, that's right. You're in Tucker. Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
Whenever I hear the name Tucker, Georgia, I think of a hug. What is that? I don't know.
You say you think of a hug? It's a nice area.
I think of a hug. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all your Scorpio stuff, though, you'd probably flourish anywhere, sweetheart. And all those plants of Scorpio right now, they're all over you like bees on honey. So what's your question for us tonight, Kimberly?
So my question is, and I haven't asked about this in years, but just wondering when am I, because am I going to be in a romantic relationship that's healthy, a healthy romantic relationship?
Well, it's going to have to be healthy if you're going to be in it. I'm going to tell
right.
you that in your solar return. Okay. you know, what I am going to say about this is because Mars is transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, and even in your solar return, you know, it indicates, you know, that there is a retro thing kind of going on because you have Saturn in Aquarius in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships this year in your solar return, okay? But transiting through there is Mars retrograde. Okay, it's about picking and choosing. We talked about all this water stuff that's going on, okay? And I got to say, it all points in that Scorpion energy. And you have Sun conjunct Venus this year in your solar return, but dancing in between it is the South Node. So old issues from the past are returning to you this year. You talk about deja vu that Aphrodite said, you're going to have that deja vu this year. It is about picking and choosing the right one. It's about trusting the process that's going to bring you to the right one. Is what I'm going to say. Do I think you're going to get involved in a relationship this year? Yes. But first of all, learn from your past. Nobody from your past, okay, should be involved in this situation. First
Absolutely.
Of all, because it's not going to bring you any good, okay? Second of all, in the process of this, I don't think you're going to know if the individual or the individual isn't going to come until after Mars goes direct in January. I think it's January 12th. Aphrodite's more accurate than I am, but it's
right.
mid-January.
Yep. It's 11th, 12th, yeah.
Okay. And so I think the answer to your question of the relationship is going to come then. But I'm not discounting during this period of time that there isn't a strong attraction. Again, here, we have Aquarius there. You know, that's a stamp for the year. You're going to bring in the masses. So this is a time with Venus conjunct Sun and that you're an attractive girl. You're going to be like a magnet to these guys. Okay, so, hey, I say to you, don't be surprised if somebody's there, but take it slow and steady, okay? Don't make any definitive decisions. Don't put both feet in and stay within what you want and your values in it. That's what I'm going to say about it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, you know, normally everything you say I totally agree with, but in this particular situation, I am looking at Uranus being retrograde very close to her Saturn, okay?
Yeah.
And opposing her Mercury and opposing her Venus and her Jupiter, in essence. And Uranus does turn around and go direct. Now, I agree that she should take care not to get into a relationship too soon with all of the things that you advised. However, the way I'm looking at this, February and March, all the planets are direct, including Uranus. Your love could come at that time in like a friggin' lightning bolt, baby. Okay? So take your time. I agree with Jasmine as far as the short term. But in the late winter, in early spring, I have a feeling something amazing is going to happen as far as relationship is concerned. And because Saturn is the planet of commitment, even though it's in the sixth house of your chart, Tucker, I still feel it is close enough to the fifth that you could find someone that would be long-term, very interesting, very exciting, very outside the box. And I agree with Jacqueline, like no one you have ever met before. Okay? So I think that is going to be coming to you, and it's not that far away. It seems like it is, but look how this year has flown by, Kimberly. Really? I'm thinking, because Mars is going to still be in Gemini until the 23rd of March, okay? It's going to be direct after the 12th, and then it's going to be still be in Gemini. So you might even meet someone that speaks more than one language, okay? Maybe someone who's from a different country or culture. Just somebody that's very, very different, I think, from whatever you've known. So keep your eyes open for that, okay?
Okay.
So keep your pretty on, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you both.
All right. Many blessings to you, sweetheart. And keep us posted, all right?
I will. Thank you both. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. All right. God bless. Bye.
God bless.
Bye. Such a sweetheart. All right. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's been a while since I called in. This is Patricia. I'm from Alabama.
Hey, Patricia.
Alabama.
Hi.
So what prompted you to call in tonight?
Well, I'm thinking like Kimberly. I want to know what do the new year brings in for me? What do my spirit has for me as far as relationship and finances?
When's your birthday? I have a lot of Patricias on here.
Oh, I'm the 2673.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Wow.
What are you doing for a living?
I'm in medical.
Are you teaching it?
No.
Yeah, I agree with Jacqueline. You know, this is the time that you're supposed to up the ante. Saturn's sitting on your sun, right, Jacqueline? Whoa.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. And it's in a perfect trine to your Saturn. Okay, Aphrodite might not count it as, but I do, okay? It's 6 degrees, so I count it. and that goes to your career. It goes to your 10th house of your career, okay? So.
Sorry.
Sorry, thank you. So all that you know, all that you've been through, all that you've experienced is now gone full circle, and you are to up the ante is what I'm trying to say. This is where you can get a raise or promotion, move on to something else like teaching and training, being in a management position to where you're, you have a position of authority. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I say get up and go. Okay. Mars is retrograde there. There and is still in your 10th house of your career. And so it is a time period where you have options as far as your work is concerned. But you're being, you know, noted for your work. This is a time where you shine your work. So you need to take advantage and capitalize on it. It's the first thing I see with this. What do you see, Aphrodite?
I so agree with you. And the more high-tech you are, the better it's going to go. Now, you do have Jupiter. Jupiter only goes into Aries every 12 years, okay? Now, it was in Aries, and it retrograded back into Pisces. And it is moving through your seventh house of marriage, close personal relationships, best friends, all that good stuff. But still retrograde for now. But what it's going to do, it is going to reclaim its direction, and it's going to go into Aries again. And it's only there every 12 years. Now, Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. It magnifies everything it touches. And what's happening on the 21st of December, it goes back into Aries, and it's direct. And so it's going to be moving through there. So as you are looking at relationships, it's going to go right on top of your Aries moon. So keep your I am presence where it needs to be when you're socializing over the holidays, okay?
Okay.
In other
okay.
words, just show up as yourself. I don't care if you wear a red hat, a beret, whatever. But I am going to really encourage you over the holiday season to really put yourself out there and just be who you are and attract people with your own genuine I am presence. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. It is all about that I am presence. I love that. It is. Be out there, be bold. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Be out there, be bold. It's for your benefit.
I love it. Beautiful. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
All right. You keep us posted, sweetheart.
I sure will. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nice. I love when that happens. All right. We
good
had
thing.
A couple of people. Here we go. Yeah. Come on, quick. Okay.
Hi, Jacqueline.
646, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
Lafayette. This is Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla.
Hello, Priscilla.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about maybe a 13. Usually I say 27, but not tonight.
Oh, that's great. You're doing well. Yes.
Yes. So, Priscilla.
Yes.
Are you September 6th?
Yes, that's me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where do you live now? I know you're born in India. Where do you live?
Yeah, in New York City.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure. Again, with Mars retrograde in Gemini, I don't want to drop the ball.
Okay, no, that's good. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So you both have me? You found my chart?
Gotcha, yes.
Okay,
we gotcha.
Great. So I guess I'm wondering what the chart shows in terms of the lunar eclipse that happened on the 8th. I think it was in 16 degrees of Taurus and was supposed to happen at, 16 degrees. And I think Scorpio was involved, and I have planets or degrees at 16. Well, just tell me what you see in terms of, I guess, that lunar activity that happened on the 8th and what you see for me in terms of whatever movement, career, home. I'm thinking of moving also, looking at home.
But where it hit you in New York City, it was accessing your 11th house of the light worker, like people that are part of your tribe, and your fifth house of romance and recreation and friendships and creativity, okay? And so that's kind of where it was accessing the houses of your chart, which actually can be very profound for you, okay? Whatever you're doing that you desire can become even more deeply fulfilling in some ways. So I kind of actually like it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and there's more than just, you know, it was impacting emotionally, and I agree with everything that Aphrodite said. But I'm looking more at really what's going on as far as, you know, the bigger picture is concerned. Because your whole chart right now, you talked about the Scorpion energy that we're going through, and the South Node is there, the Sun, Venus, and Mercury. And you have a Mars-Neptune connection in Scorpio plus by birth, a Scorpio ascendant. So you're very in tune with that energy is what I'm trying to say. Now, along with that, we have that in conjunction with Mars retrograde, but that sits on your Jupiter. This is a deep period of time for you of reevaluation. I'm not surprised. Aphrodite talked about the tribe and looking for the tribe. Saturn is transiting through your natal fourth house of looking for that foundation. I'm not surprised that you will be looking at options of where you want to live, okay? Because all out looking within, doing the due diligence research of where you feel is right, okay? You have a strong intuitive pull at this point in time saying, hey, listen to these signs, look at these signs. You are a Virgo sun with a Uranus conjunction with a Pluto conjunction, okay? That stellium right there. You're feeling the rumblings of what will happen in the future because you know things are changing and you know you're going to have to change. And I say, you've got this. Remember that. Jupiter is on that Mars during this whole entire retrograde period of time. So all of this is for your benefit. Remember, you've got this. And be hopeful. Again, it goes, I'm going towards my tribe. I'm going towards a new environment at this point in time, and I'm going to embrace it and look forward to it. And I'm not going to overanalyze it, and I'm not going to look at where the shoe's going to drop. I'm going to look at what I feel intuitively is right. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. I feel like there's change on the horizon. I'm not quite sure what it's all about. Yes, there is a strong need to find a tribe. And also just more of a sense of home. I don't know. I feel like I'm not meant to be here long term, and I'd like a bigger space. New York City is there's only so much space you can have without having billions of dollars, you know.
Beautiful thing, thing about this chart to me is when you look at the center of the wheel, I put you in the middle, and I put the lunar eclipse around you like the universe was hugging you that day. And you have, oh, my goodness, it's like a quadruple mystic rectangle in the center of this wheel. Now, this is a very rare formation. It has great value. And so you're psychically very on here, but your practical wisdom, okay, and your ability to analyze things. And it's almost like when you're analyzing things, it's weird because with you, it's almost like worry is almost like a form of prayer. You feel like it's on your mind, and you are looking for the solution. You are looking for the answers to your prayers. And you have to remember that this is in effect until the next eclipse. This is a very strong energy that right now you're carrying around in your pocket every day, honey.
What am I supposed to do with it? Like, I mean, I'm not quite sure.
Listen deeply and look into places that you're feeling a psychic connection with as far as the tribe energy, as Jacqueline pointed out so wonderfully. This is the time for you to be around people that are spiritual in their way. They don't have to be spiritual in your way, but they are also trying to seek the light in their manner. So the more that you can commune with people of that nature, the more fulfilled you're going to feel inside, and sometimes you won't even be able to define it, but you'll know it, as Jacqueline pointed out. You'll just know it. Yes.
Okay. Honestly, I'm just going. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is what you need to do is take one step at a time and look forward. Don't be open to what's coming at you and be visual to what's coming at you. Don't try and force a situation. Know that there's going to be signs everywhere as long as you look. If you like Aphrodite was talking about, if you feel like there's a certain area where that you feel like you should look and search for a home, go there, feel it, vibe it out, see what the whole thing's about. Because, again, here, that tribe could be in that neighborhood or that general vicinity. You don't know. And it is that you don't have the answers yet. There can be sudden epiphany by just following your intuition of where it's saying what to do and where to go is what we're trying to talk to you about right now. So this is a great period of time just to be open to seeing, oh, I feel like this or I feel like that. It's not about trying to make it so mechanical. I mean, so organized. Does that make sense?
It does, but both my husband and I are very practical. And, yeah, I mean, we're spiritual. I don't know. We're just being very practical about this in terms of where we're looking. Like we need to be near a train station, just like little things like that, and not really looking for the tribe.
And if you need to be by a train station, that's part of the situation, but don't limit it to any the stops or anything else like that. Don't limit that situation. No, these are the things, because it's trusting in yourself, too, that you know that you've got, okay?
Yeah.
Because you know transition is coming. You can feel it. It's going to come, and it's about making the choices, not necessarily getting involved in all the stress of it. Okay, this is how we live. This is the things we need, okay? Look at all areas and see what we can find in all those areas that will suit our needs.
Great.
And I really think that you need to be on fertile land and near water. You need both in this chart. To feel like you're in heaven, that's where it needs to be. And there's probably many places where you can find that. So I so agree with Jacqueline. Sometimes the most important thing is the neighborhood that you reside in or the tri-state area, okay? Because, again, you can live outside the city but still have access to it. You can have fertile land. You can have water nearby. These are the kinds of things I feel that would make you feel blessed. Does that make sense? Yes.
It does. It does. Does the chart indicate, like, any specific time frame, like when this will happen and fall into place, when I'll find my home?
All right. The mystic rectangle is in place until the next eclipse. Okay, you got 6 months. So go for it.
Oh, okay. When is the next eclipse
place? And like Jacqueline said, don't rush it. Don't push it. Be open. Listen. Feel. All that. And, again, you have all that nice Virgo stuff. So you're going to see both the good and the bad of things because you have that ability to analyze. But during the eclipse, there were so many trines to the Taurus planets. I feel that your practicality will also be sustained, you and your husband. So don't worry about that. Go with him. Enjoy the journey. And then I think what's going to happen, the two of you are going to be together and vibe on it.
Okay. When is the next eclipse?
I'd have to look it up.
I'll look it up.
So I've been so busy with the hurricane over the last few days. I'm not even know.
No worries. I'll look it up. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate it. You guys are great.
All right. You have a really beautiful night, honey. Okay.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love all that water on Earth together. That is so good.
Oh, yeah. She's got this. She's just, again, that's that Virgo energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably you know, it is a dual sign, and I appreciate that it's a dual sign. A lot of people don't recognize it as the duality that it is. But it's like, you know, they're standing on the ground, shaking both sides, going back and forth and back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Exactly.
All that water energy, just, you know, really can make it to where they can move and push things along.
Absolutely. Positively. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 586.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Great. What's
how
your
are you
name?
Both? Sherelle.
Say again.
I'm sorry?
Sherelle.
What's your name? Sherelle. How do you spell that?
Yes. S-H-E-R-E-L-L.
Cute. Hey, you've called in before,
hey.
Haven't you?
No.
November, right? No?
Oh,
wait, have,
you're a newbie.
I did. I haven't called in a while.
What's your birthday?
11/30/93.
Ah, you have called in. 1 p.m. Detroit,
oh,
Michigan.
Okay. Yes, correct.
1 p.m. where?
Detroit.
Michigan.
Thank
yeah.
you. Okay.
Thank
and where do you,
you
live now?
Michigan.
All right. Do you like Michigan?
It's okay. It's not the best. Not a bad city.
Coming into your Saturn return. So like to know today?
Finances.
I'm sorry?
Finances.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, whatever you pick up. How about that?
Well, you know, I think your financial situation is going to take a shift and change once Jupiter goes direct, and that's going direct November 23rd. So I think financially you're going to see a shift. Jupiter is transiting through your first house, and that is a big
mm-hmm.
first house. It's going to be there for a while, okay?
Yeah,
and Jupiter
yeah.
is going to be a factor, okay? And as it makes
okay.
this turn, it's in trine to your Venus. So I think your financial situation is definitely going to make a change. It's also in trine to your Pluto. I am not concerned as much as you are about the financial situation. I think it's changing in your favor.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you do for work?
I don't currently work at the moment.
Say again?
I don't currently work at the moment.
All right. You have got a lot
yeah.
of talent, girlfriend. You're very, very spiritual, aren't you? You're very spiritual here.
Yes.
And I can see that. And I can see that you could be a great teacher. You could even be an inspirational speaker with this chart. You could motivate people.
Ooh.
And you not only hear what's being said, you hear what's not said. You're very psychic. Very psychic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes you talk yourself out of it.
talk
but
myself
I,
out
I really
of it.
I really do. And Mars is sitting on your moon, from what I'm seeing today, and it's retrograde. So because of that, with Gemini, things usually come in twos, okay? So
okay.
it's good to look at both sides of the question mentally, okay, and
mm-hmm.
use your intuition and your psychic energy to choose. In other words, engage your psychic ability when you're met with like a quandary, that you see two different opportunities that are good in different ways, but you're not sure, and engage that psychic stuff, engage that intuition. And then you'll feel certain deep inside about the next move. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you both.
Keep us posted.
Oh, okay.
And And like I said, you've got some nice trine energies going on right now with Jupiter, even before it goes direct. And I don't know what you, how you engage your imagination, but you're very, very imaginative. Now, are you a lover of music?
I do. I like to sing a lot, make my own music, listen to music. Makes me happy.
Yes. And I think that, again, if you don't like your mood, you can change it with music just about every day.
Yeah. Yeah. It raises the vibration.
Yeah. And it's good because it helps you relax, but it can also energize you sometimes too, can't it?
Yes. You boost the energy. Yeah.
Well, I'll keep that going right now.
Thank you,
Bill. For your solutions. All right. God bless you, sweetheart. You have
a
great night.
Thank you. Have a good night, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all on this gorgeous fall day? I was going to say cold, but I don't know if it's cold in y'all neck of the woods. It is here.
Oh, it's raining like you wouldn't believe right now here.
Okay. You got the rain. You got the rain. We got the cold. What about you, Miss Aphrodite?
It's going down to 27 degrees tonight.
Oh, you got freezing. Bless your heart. I don't know if we're going to get that cold here in Memphis, Tennessee. But since the last time I talked to you all, I have been to Fort Myers, Florida with the Red Cross.
Wow, great.
Thank you for your service.
You are so welcome. I guess it's that Virgo and Pluto sixth house thing. Let's see, I've been back a little over a week, so I'm going to do some more training. So when I redeploy, I'm going to do a probably intake, but I have case management, which is helping people to get out of the shelters into housing. So it'll be an either or.
I love that. That is so fantastic, honey. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So when I went down there, my ankles and feet were not swole. So I bought some tennis shoes. They were about a half an inch too small, had to buy another pair, but back then, feet and ankles done swollen. I was like, this didn't happen.
this didn't happen.
Oh, my gosh, what the what? So I've been doctoring on me ever since I got back a week and some change ago. So, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Beautiful. You know why? These Scorpio planets that we have right now. See, Pisces rules the feet, okay? And and you have Chiron and your Mercury both in Pisces. And the planets that have been moving through Scorpio have been forming trines and blessing lines. And because you're working in a situation, they earlier on they were moving through your seventh house of allied leadership. And for you to take a stand to help others less than fortunate and put out your unconditional love and your compassion, honey, I have to tell you, I can imagine you even dancing on those feet. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm good. I agree with everything Aphrodite said, okay? I'm not worried about your feet. I'm really not. Again, here we have Jupiter that's going to go direct in Pisces, and we also have Neptune that's going to go direct in Pisces here within a month. And I think you're going to find the relief there because they're both dancing on your Mercury is what they're doing. So,
which means which means give me a little
more
clarity.
And again here, and I'm going to say this because you're such an empath, okay? And even though there's trines, you know, you feel everything along the way. And I think sometimes, you know, some of this issue with your feet is it's because of the compassion for others that you've held internally in yourself. You know, again, you've seen some things that aren't so good now after you've seen that. You know, there's a lot of tragedy over in Fort Myers right now. And so here again, I think you absorb it like a little bit of a sponge and hold it. And I think you need to learn how to let some of that go. And I think your feet will be better because of that too, is all I'm trying to say.
The worst damage I saw was in Fort Myers Beach. It looked like a bomb literally went off. And it's flat. It's flat, and as I'm in a community where feeding, I probably could see the ocean about 500 to 1,000 feet away. They closed it because I was told that it was flesh-eating bacteria going on, so they closed all the beaches because I was going to go and get me some shells. She said, I don't think you want to take that back home with you. I said, thank you for that update.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, but I was looking so far to get me some seashells, ladies. But, oh, well, maybe by the time I go back, if not this month, definitely next month before Christmas. But anyway, that's that story. I also started a spiritual circle since my progress moon is now in Pisces, so I just been noticing the spiritual and the spirituality things, and so that was just to network with like-minded and help me to develop my gifts that I already have and possibly some more.
Now you realize,
so
of course, Sylvia, that your moon is it's about 4 degrees in Pisces right now by progression. Okay, now the sun progresses a degree a year, but the moon progresses a degree a month. So once it enters Pisces, it's there for 30 months. So this moon in Pisces, boy, I have to tell you, you're just on the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get even better.
Okay.
Yes,
is that developing more, getting better, spiritual? I mean, give me a little bit more clarity.
As you heal others, you will heal yourself over the next 2 to 3 months. You're going to see an amazing shift. And you know what? People are going to appreciate your tenderness so much because it's going to be trining your Mercury that's progressed into Cancer in your first house. So because of that, people are going to really appreciate your kindness, your sensitivity, your devotion. Oh, it's just really pretty, honey. It's very pretty. Yeah. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. I can't say anything more. You came out with it direct and to the point right there, and I think you got it, Sylvia, right?
I think. I hope so.
Well, many blessings. I'm going to try and take one more because she's been on hold forever. And
okay.
We love you, Sylvia. Keep up all the
love
down
more
spiritual work and play. Okay.
Almost definitely. Keep me on so I can continue to listen. Thanks for good seeing you, and I love y'all more.
All right. You've got a girlfriend. Love you more, too.
All right.
Bye. Unbelievable, isn't she? She's like unstoppable. It's like,
Sylvia, well, you know I'm pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thank. I like it. All right, let's take this one. Air code 229, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call, ladies.
It's Melvin. How are you?
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to see what's coming up for me in the next couple of months.
Alrighty then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to find a girlfriend before the holidays end.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's a wonderful inspiration.
Yes, ma'am.
I like it. I like it. So have you been dating anybody? Where do you go and meet people?
No, ma'am, I haven't been dating. I've been going to stores and I don't go out. I don't, you know, go to bars and stuff like that. But I do go out, but to football games and all kinds of stuff. But I got my eyes on a couple of women.
You're a sports guy? You like sports a lot?
Yes, I'm a football coach.
That's right. I remember that now. I remember how much you adored what you were doing.
Yeah, I wish I could get back out there next year. Yes, ma'am. Next season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Finding the girlfriend. Oh, boy. Let's see here what's going on.
I have this girl named Ashley. She came over, and she washed my beard for me. And I thought we was going to hit it off, but now she said that she's not coming over anymore. But my caregiver and her is real good friends. She's an older lady. Her name is Mary. And I don't know if Mary went and told Ashley something bad about me or maybe I should have asked, do you see Ashley connecting, coming back over to my house? Do you see her and I together? I don't know. I don't know what.
Right now you're in your Mars return and it's retrograde. So I'm not going to encourage you to jump right now. It is squaring your vertex and your Mercury in Virgo in your seventh house right now. So this is definitely time to look at possibilities. But usually with Mars and Gemini, things come in twos, okay? So you kind of had your eye on this one, but look for another one too. Because Mars opposes your Jupiter in Sag in your chart, and Mars is right on you right now. So it is good for you to be out and about, and even when you're out doing the things that you have to do, like when you go for your treatments or you do the other things with your health, those things you're doing, I'm going to encourage you to keep your eyes wide open. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I am so on the same page as her. It isn't even funny. Things are shifting and changing. Like she said, you're in your Mars return, and it's retrograde. The final destination of this Mars return isn't going to be until next year, okay? And I so agree with her. Keep your options open is the key factor right now. I wouldn't put all my cards in this one woman because there are options available to you. I think things are going to start to open up here in the near future for you because, again, that Jupiter, just like our last caller, that Jupiter is in your first house. It's going to station direct, and it's going to be there for a bit. Okay, and so here again, I think there's something else coming down the pike. Keep your eyes open, like Aphrodite said, because I think you could find somebody in the next few months, but keep your eyes open, keep your options open, because I think that by February, I think you'll know better. I think you'll know what to pick and what to choose as far as your love life is concerned.
I so agree.
What do y'all see like with my health? You know, with me going to dialysis and, you know, getting my transplant. Because my numbers, you know, my electrolytes went up on my last test result. And also my A1C, I don't understand why they're going up. Because I'm on the diet and I'm walking and I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. And I go to the doctor, I don't miss my appointments and stuff, so. If you all have time to answer that with my help.
I think part of it is your internal stress factors. I think you're doing your due diligence to take good care of yourself, and I am so proud of you to do this. But
yes, ma'am.
I think some of it's the internal thing of, I know you're yearning for a mate. I know you want to just get the transplant and get to it. And the waiting game, I think, is causing you a lot of internal stress. So I don't think you're doing anything wrong, but now, how often do you meditate?
About maybe 30 minutes a day or so.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you can do to get yourself calm, like listening to music or writing
oh, yeah.
a journal? Is there things that you can do to kind of still yourself as far as the waiting is concerned and it's creative for you, like writing maybe?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with what Aphrodite said. I think the problem that you have right now is more stress-related of why things are going down, why they're going up. My point, I'm going to give you another suggestion because I think you need to find a hobby. I think you need to find something that you
see, that's
like.
Football. That's why, yes, ma'am, because it's football, but I'm not coaching this year. I went to the game last night. And it's a girl that I'm interested at the game, but we didn't get to talk, but she kept looking at me and I kept looking at her. But I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm sorry. But I'm interested in coaching. That's my life. I know if I'm out there,
I know
stressed,
you are,
that's
baby.
I love to do.
Yep.
It's not about the coaching thing. It's about finding a hobby, finding something, whether you want to build model planes or whatever you want to do to get into some kind of hobby that takes a detail, whether you want to do take up doing puzzles, I don't care.
Right.
But get the hand movement doing something, and it'll help ease that tension as well. So find a hobby that you like. You know, like I said, I don't care what you do. You know, you get a coloring book and start coloring for all I care. Aphrodite mentioned writing. Writing's fine,
yeah.
But I'd like to see something creative, and so I would say find a hobby, you know, whatever you want to find that interests you. But pick up something that you could do on the side to get your hands doing some kind of movement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
but I
because
am going to
you like football so much, okay, I think
please
maybe,
get Mama Coach
now, you
next
have
season.
Your computer because you call us on your computer, right? I'd like you to
yes,
look
ma'am.
At football more, look at some of the different plays maybe, because you can make it a hobby that you'll use in the future when you start your coaching again. Go ahead and look at some of the game plans. Look at some of the new things in football. Look at some of the players.
Yeah.
Put together like your own little repertoire for your future, because
right.
if that's a passion for you, I would love to see you entertain it. But you're going to be
yeah.
better when you're busy. I don't care if you organize your silverware drawer. Okay? I agree with Jacqueline. 100%. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just good for you to keep your hands busy, because when your hands are busy, your mind seems more free to me. Okay? And so keep yourself busy. Sometimes, like, you want to be involved in football. And I know for you it's not a spectator sport. It's an involvement sport for you.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Do work on some of the dynamics that you would be coaching other people with the football. Look at the kind of fields that they'll be in. Look at the kind of dynamics that are going on with the groups you're entertaining for your future. Because with you, it's just going to bring you joy. And that's what Jack and I are both trying to give you back tonight. Okay?
Yes, I thank you.
Yes, sir.
I thank you. Because it's just been hard for me, you know, with my health and trying to get things on track. I just, you know, once I finish my dental work at the VA, I'm a veteran, and they're going to move me completely up the list. And that's going to take about maybe 3 more
Happy
months.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service,
thank you,
honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to take about maybe 3 to 4 months before they finish up my dental work.
Great.
And I'm real close, like, from to get a transplant, will my kidneys get back in where I won't have to get a transplant?
I'd have to look at it in much more detail. We're about to go off the air, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can do that. You've called me before. Right now, I have some damage and stuff from the hurricane, so the next few days I'm probably not going to be as available as I can be. But call either me or Jacqueline personally, and we'll take a look at that for you. But I just think that you're going to be a winner, baby, no matter what.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank both of you. You love you guys. Thank you.
Love you too. God bless you, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank
Sweet
you.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we're technically off the air, but there's still people holding on. We should tell them where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll be speaking to you next Sunday night. And we thank you for listening. We thank you for participating. And have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.